Thank you for joining me once again, Robert.
Of course. Great being here.
Great being here. I think you've been here at Rampart a few times, right?
Yeah, pretty much daily.
Pretty much daily, yeah. But this is like your fifth annual Skate and BMX Film and Photo Contest. Well, Film Fest, I guess, is what it is. What made you guys decide to do it in the first place?
I actually didn't start it. It was started by a skateboarder by the name of Matt Berry, and he helped begin Rampart a few years back when we had our beginnings. And he started it about 5 years ago just as a way to bring the local skate and BMX community together and just kind of showcase what everybody's been up to the last year. So a thing common with skateboarding and BMX is going out and taking photos and filming and then throwing together edits. So this is a really cool way just to see what everybody's been learning over the past year and music as well. So it's a fun time.
And it's a $5 donation to come into the event. So all that donation, all that money comes here to the skate park to help with operating costs, right?
It goes to the skate park, and we're part of a larger collective as well of other organizations trying to build skate parks in both Trinidad and McKinleyville. And now as well in Fortuna and oh, where else? Rio Dell is trying to build a skate park as well. So, essentially the money goes towards the larger collective and trying to build more skate parks here in our community.
That's awesome. Are those all going to be indoor skate parks as well?
No, we're the only indoor skate park really north of the Bay Area. And so really, it'd be great if there's more indoor skate parks up here, but they'll probably be outdoor public concrete skate parks.
So submissions are already closed at this point because this is going to be airing tomorrow, even though we're doing it today. But people can come and they can go ahead and view them and see who ends up getting the prizes. But if somebody wants to, for instance, make a film for next year, what would you suggest that they do, or where should they submit it, or about
Yeah,
what?
and to be honest, we are totally down for last minute submissions. Just upload your
Okay.
video to
Well,
YouTube
that works nicely
and
then.
just email it to us. And if you have any photographs, you can just bring them, I would say by 7 p.m., bring them on in and we'll put them up on the wall. And we're pretty flexible, I try and set deadlines just to light a fire under people and get them to actually submit stuff. But yeah,
But
we're flexible.
right now you're admitting that you'll accept stuff all the way up until the last minute.
Yeah, bring it on in and upload your videos to YouTube. Should be a lot of fun. We have about a dozen video submissions and shoot, over 70 photographs have been submitted, so we're going to need some more wall space in here for all the photos.
Yeah, I saw that post on your Facebook. So many awesome entries will need more space. It was pretty cool. And the films, they're not very long. They're just 2 to 5 minutes, so that should be cool. And then also tons of photos and things like that. So it should be really neat. And that's, once again, going on at 8 p.m., so even just an hour beforehand.
That's right. And the crowd gets to participate as well. So it's actually the crowd that gets to vote on their favorite video and their favorite photograph. And so once everybody's voted, we compile those numbers and essentially we announce the winner there at the end. And the bowl will be open for skating, so there'll be people skating and having fun as well. And we'll have some beverages and snacks, and yeah, it should be a great time.
Where are you showing the movies? Are they in there in the skate area, or is it going to be, because outside it's probably going to be raining.
Yeah, that's the benefit of having an indoor skate park. We've got a large wall space, and we project the films up onto the wall, really big screen. And yeah, we just turn down the lights and check out all the films up there on the wall.
Sweet. And it's like family friendly and all ages and all that kind of stuff too, so that's
Absolutely. Yeah, we took care to make sure the music was PG-13 for all families.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Radio worthy, if you will. Is there anything else you want to add?
I mean, you could introduce these guys if you want. We've
You
got
guys want
some
to say something?
Rampart staff here with us. Yeah. So I could just mention. So Rampart relies heavily upon the graciousness of volunteers here in the community to help staff it, and two of our longtime volunteers here have been Stephen Papow and Kari Jorgensen. Yeah, and Papali, my apologies. Known him for 3 years and still can't pronounce his last name correct. But yeah, they're both actually students are at Arcata High, and they've been volunteering here for almost 3 years, our longest standing volunteers. So can you tell us a little bit why you like volunteering here?
I'm Kari. I like volunteering at Rampart because it's like a community here, and you meet a lot of cool people that just come in and out, like college students and people that are visiting, like people from Australia and Europe and all kinds of cool things like that. And you get to see people go on like all the vert walls, and they're like 10 feet in the air, and it's insane. And it's just a fun kind of way to end your day and meet new people and have fun.
That's pretty cool. How long have you been skating?
I skated when I was probably like 7, and then I moved to the Bay Area and kind of stopped, and then kind of got back into it when I was a freshman.
Sweet. Well, what made you decide to start volunteering here?
I was looking for a job, and Kelly at Amped said that there was a skate park that had just opened up called Rampart and that I should check it out. So I came down here, which was kind of hard to find at first, but once I found it, I came in and I talked to Robert and Matt Berry, who was also working here at the time, and they interviewed me, and then I started working here, and it was pretty simple.
That's pretty neat. And why did you decide to come?
Can you pick it up?
Yeah, I can pick it up.
I'm Steven. I originally started to actually work at our skateboarding summer camp that we'd host every year. It was the first year that we had done it, and actually my mom talked me into it, and so I ended up doing it for 1 week, 2 weeks, and then that turned into like 10 to 12 weeks, and so I like it took up a lot of my summer, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And then Robert asked me if I wanted to start volunteering here over on the weekends.
Hey, what are some benefits to volunteering here?
So you get a lot of time to skate, and then you can also come in on your own, like on your own volition, and just skate on your own if you want. And then also you get to meet a lot of cool people. You get an in-shop discount.
Yeah, because if you volunteer, you get free skate time, don't you? Which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And it's really easy to volunteer, isn't it?
Yeah. It does, of course, it takes a lot of responsibility and just being able to, you know, say like, yes, I can be here at this time. But yeah, it's definitely, I don't know how to say it, but yeah.
And you can start volunteering whenever you're 14, right?
We try and take 16 or over right now. These
16 or over? All right.
Volunteers, and they're the exception to the rule, I would say.
Yeah. All right, that's cool. have you guys, you both saw the video and photo competition last year?
I don't think I saw it last year. I think I was out of town, but I know the year before I saw it, and it was really awesome. It's always cool to see the new content.
Sweet.
Yeah, I got to go check it out last year, and it was a ton of fun. We had some really awesome submissions. I really like the photos, especially. Yeah.
Do you think that people will enjoy it, even if they don't skate themselves?
Yeah, especially if you're just, like, really into, like, I think anybody, like, if you flip through a Thrasher magazine, you're going to be like, whoa, this is sick.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to see, like, local submissions like that. And so I could see a lot of people enjoying it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you guys want to say? Except for come out?
Oh, yeah. Just come out to the event tomorrow. We're going to start playing videos and films around 8 p.m. And if you skate, bring a board. If you don't, just prepare to have a good time.